listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
Welcome back to The Steve Gruber Show now. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. If you want to drop me a line, go to stevegruber.com. You can do that and send me a note. We might use it right here on the air. And if you got a comment about Steve Hilton's new book, Positive Populism, send it to me there as well. It's Positive Populism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. And Steve also hosts The Next Revolution on Fox News Channel, so you can catch him there. You're probably getting familiar with him. Now, Steve, as we were talking before we went to the break, you said there are nation states that are working together and are doing great things together. Do you have some examples?
There are plenty of examples. A great example of the kind of informal cooperation that I think we need to see more of is the Five Eyes Agreement on international security, which is between the U.S. and Canada and Australia and the U.K. and Australia and New Zealand. And there's no bureaucracy there. There's no sort of grand secretariat issuing commands. It's just five countries sometimes cooperate. They share information. They do it in a way that also puts their national interest first. So it's a really big change from the way the world's been run, but I think it's one that is vital.
But it was on its way for a period of time. Steve Hilton here, host of The Next Revolution on Fox News and author of the new book, Positive Populism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. Because in America, this has been under construction for about 105 years, give or take, since Woodrow Wilson came in and began this whole mindset that bureaucrats and agencies could dictate to us. You look at the EPA, for example, set up on an executive order in 1973 in America. You know this. But it was not created by Congress. It's unaccountable to the people. It can go out. It can issue the rules, the penalties, the fines. They can take your property. They can take your money. And they can make your life hell. And nobody elected them to be there. And that's a problem.
That's exactly right, and that's why one of the underlying themes of my book, Positive Populism, which takes a whole range of different issues, not just the economic issues, but the as you just described, the regulatory state, the administrative state, the deep state, whatever term you want to use, but also schools and healthcare and family and community and all these different issues that are so vital. And in all of them, the theme of positive populism, of the way I make the argument, is taking power out of the hands the people at the top, the insiders, and putting it directly in the hands of the people. And that a big part of that is decentralizing power, taking it not just from the federal government to the states, but from the states to local government, and even to the neighborhood level, and or individual on the individual level, so people can make choices themselves without reference to some giant government bureaucracy. So that is such a big part of it. That's why I make the argument in the book that actually populism is a fundamentally American virtue, because sure, that's one of the foundational ideas of America, expressed in the Constitution, people power. And that's what, in another way of putting it, that's what populism is all about.
Let me ask you one more question and bring this conversation full circle, and that's this. As you look at the Democrats losing their minds, which they are, they're going insane over the idea that Brett Kavanaugh is going to be on the Supreme Court by the 1st of October, which he will, by the way. And they're losing their minds because their way to power has been through the courts, and they can't believe this is happening. They cannot believe the Supreme Court is going to be a 5-4 court against them. They won't be able to create policy, and agencies are being roped in by this president, by this administration. So they're losing the two things that they had were their fast lane to power, which were the courts and these unregulated agencies. Is that's what I see happening. Your thoughts?
Exactly right. And that's why the stakes are so high. And it's an incredibly important development. Again, it's a pro-democracy development. It's quite interesting to see the Democrats against all this, because in the end, what they're doing is defending the interests of an unaccountable ruling class, which is completely opposite to what America is supposed to be all about. And that's why it's so important that these arguments are heard and that we apply them. What I really think is important is that we make sure that this becomes a long-term movement for people power, that it's not just about one candidate, one election cycle. We mustn't slip back to the bad old ways of allowing the ruling class to push forward their elitist agenda, which takes all the power and keeps it in their hands. That's why I care about this becoming a long-term movement. That's why I've written the book. Is yes, there are ideas in it, and I hope they get implemented, and people will disagree with some of the ideas and agree with others. That's great. But above all, we need to build this populist movement for the long term so that we can really change the power structures and put power back in the hands of the people.
Steve Hilton, the author of Positive Populism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. Very well done, by the way. Also the host of The Next Revolution. You can see that on the Fox News channel. Steve Hilton, I'll give you the last word.
It's just wonderful to be with you. I hope people go out and buy the book. There's a website you can go to called positivepopulism.org, not just to buy the book, but in a way, more importantly, to sign up to be part of this movement, because, you know, from small things, great change can happen. And if we all work together, we can really keep this movement going forward and benefiting families and communities and people right across America.
Steve, good on you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And there you have it, Steve Hilton. He had to run a little bit early because he has to get someplace else, but great conversation. Good. You know, I should have asked, it sounds like a South Philly accent, doesn't it? Doesn't sound like a Detroit accent. I think that's Philly is what I think. I had a spectacular evening last night. Spectacular evening for a variety of reasons, but mostly because it's cool to me that so many people that I know are still into canning and so forth. I'm serious. They're still into canning and so forth. So I had to go to a couple places last night. I came home with fresh jam, fresh homemade marinara sauce, all canned and ready, fresh Michigan Concord grape juice, some ghost pepper sauce that is, this guy, Jake makes some killer ghost pepper sauce. And I just love this time of year. And so this weekend, Ivy, as you know, we spent a lot of time in the woods too, and we have hit a bumper crop this year of fall mushrooms, a bumper crop of fall mushrooms like I've never seen. And this rain we just got across southern Michigan, plus some warm temperatures here, this is going to be a big weekend for those of you that like to get outside and hunt mushrooms. Have a big time doing it and to figure out how to preserve those. I don't know if I can can mushrooms or not. At any rate, it's going to be a beautiful Michigan weekend. Gosh, I love the fall. I just love it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We've got the MERS Capital Report coming up. And then hour number three, don't you go anywhere.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. 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 The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future.